بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ما بعد continue reading the first fundamental from the three fundamentals الأصل الأول من الأصول الثلاثة معرفة الرب سبحانه وتعالى knowing the Lord having knowledge of Allah عز وجل having knowledge of the Creator of the heavens and the earth سبحانه وتعالى knowing Him by His signs that He has in His creation and also knowing Him by His signs that He has revealed Himself to us by way of in His legislation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. From those legislative signs and the way that a believer can know their Lord is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, as the author has mentioned, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ وَالنُّجُومَ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that verily your Lord is Allah. مَنْ رَبُّكُ إِنَّ رَبَّكُمْ اللَّهُ. Who is your Lord? Verily Allah, He has mentioned, verily your Lord is Allah. And then He has described something from His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the one who has created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ, and then He rose above the throne in a manner befitting His majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, again informing us of Himself. So this verse is clarifying who the Lord is and also clarifying some of those magnificent and beautiful attributes of the Lord, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the Lord, of Ar-Rabb, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the creator of the heavens and the earth, that He created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, that He rose above the throne in a manner befitting His majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from this attribute here, the ulama have mentioned that this is an indication that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who also from His beautiful names and attributes, Al-Ali, Al-Ali, the high and lofty, and He is high, and meaning that He is above the heavens, above the throne in a manner befitting His majesty, fil ulu, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rose above the throne, meaning that He is above the heavens and above His throne in a manner befitting His majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not in His creation. He's not in the heavens. He's not in the earth. He's not mixed inside of His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, He is above His creation. The Arsh, as we have seen in previous classes, is the greatest of the creation, the widest and the largest of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Arsh, and above the Arsh, in a manner befitting His Majesty, Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshistawa. Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arshistawa. So we have been reading likewise, the verse continues, Allah Azza wa Jal, He clarifies also other traits of Himself, that He is the one, يُغْشِي اللَّيْلَ النَّهَارَ يَطْلُبُهُ حَثِيثًا, He causes the night to chase the daytime, to cover the daytime, and it chases it rapidly. And likewise, from His creation, the sun and the moon and the stars, they are all subjected and under His command, submissive to His command, مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ, subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are under the command and subjected to His command, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala lahul khalqu wal amr. Verily, the creation is entirely His alone. He is the Creator, and He created all things, and He gave everything its shape and its form, and He is the one who commands the universal command, and likewise, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the legislative command, and He is the blessed and the best, and tabarakallahu rabbul alameen, the Lord of all of the worlds, subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have read some of the benefits. Ibn Kathir, the great mufassir and scholar, also muhaddith, of scholar of tafsir and hadith, also he is mu'arrikh and scholar of history, and the likes, Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah, what he has mentioned about how to understand this verse, and the verse is similar to this, and that the people have differed with regards to the understanding of the verses of the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. And also other than that, from the affairs of the unseen, from the issues of al-Iman, the issues of al-Iman and the pillars of al-Iman, all of these are from the al-Imanu bil-Ghayb, and believing in the unseen. And we have also seen in our previous classes the only way to understand the unseen is to have information, correct information, because we've never seen the unseen is something that we have not seen, nor have we seen anything like it, like the Jannah or the angels or the likes. We have not seen anything like this, or the hellfire. Likewise, from the unseen, the belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, there's nothing compared to Him, and we have never seen Him. So there's no way to know anything about Him or anything about His creation that He has made from the unseen, except by way of information, except by way of authentic and correct information that has been transmitted to us and has been revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran or in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn Kathir, he's clarifying, but the way to understand that revelation is the way of a Salaf al-Salih, that the people after that, after receiving the revelation, they have differed. And we see in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were all united. And even after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died, with regards to creed and belief in the affairs of Iman, they were united. And the deviant sects were not introduced until after the death of the majority of the companions, until the end of the era of the companions radiallahu anhum. And then the desires were introduced, and the innovations were introduced, and the deviant sects were introduced, and ideologies and creed and belief. And this is what Ibn Kathir is referring to. لِلنَّاسِ فِي هَذَا الْمَقَامِ أَقْوَالٌ وَمُقَالَاتٌ كَثِيرَةٌ جِدَّةٌ. The people have many statements with regards to this, yani the belief in the al-istiwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sifat. But the correct way to understand that, he said, مَذْهَبُ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ, the methodology of the righteous and the pious predecessors. And then he clarified some examples of who they are. And he began with Malik. Al-Imam Malik, he died in 179. Al-Awza'i, he died in 157. Al-Thawri, he died in 161. Al-Layth ibn Sa'd, he died in 175. Al-Shafi'i, he died in 204. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, he died in 241. And Ishaq ibn Rahuya, he died in 238. And other than them, he said, these are the ones that we must understand these verses according to. If we look at who these people are and their personalities, that they are from the greatest of the narrators of hadith. Each one of these men that he has mentioned, and he has considered them from as-salaf as-salih, they are those men who have carried the transmissions of the Prophet, the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and transmitted them to us. You will find them in the chains. Ishaq ibn Rahuya, he's the Shaykh of Bukhari. And also the Shaykh of Ahmed and the likes. And you will find also Ahmed is the Shaykh, or Shafi is the Shaykh of Ahmed, and Malik is the Shaykh of Shafi'i. And all of them, they have narrations, and they're in the chains. They are narrators of hadith. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reached us by way of them. The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reached us by way of them. They're the ones who have transmitted these narrations. They heard it from their mashaykh, who heard it from their mashaykh, who heard it from the companions in this manner. And they are the ones who have transmitted it to us. So they are the ones who know the meaning of that and how to understand it. And this is an incumbent understanding, the understanding of as-salaf as-salih, that this is the proper way. And he said here again to clarify, and that is, what is that methodology? What is their way? He said, وَهُوَ إِمْرَارُهَا كَمَا جَاءَتْ. هُوَ إِمْرَارُهَا أي يعني هذه الآيات, آيات الصفات, وَمَا يُشَكِلُهَا إِمْرَارُهَا كَمَا جَاءَتْ. To believe in them as they have come. They heard them, and it was narrated to them from the companions to their students, and from their students to their students. How did they learn these narrations? And how did they believe in them? Just as they come. And how did they believe in them? Just as they come. And they taught their students, how did they take them narrations? Just as they come. In this manner, they did not interpretate them and change the meanings, nor did they distort the words, nor did they deny the understanding of the verses or the hadith in this regard, nor did they liking it to the creation. They didn't do any of this. Rather, they accepted these narrations just as they have come. The narrations with regards to the nuzul of Allah Azza wa Jal, that He descends in a manner befitting His Majesty subhanahu wa ta'ala. They accepted these narrations, and they did not distort the meaning. They accepted these narrations, they did not distort the words. They accepted these narrations, they did not liken Allah's descent to the creation. They accepted these narrations and like this, and they believed in them. And this is the proper methodology, and this is the proper way, that is the way of success and the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrated them to his companions, and it was revealed to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From the evidences, likewise, this great imam, he was alive in 700 or died in 774, but before them, and before him, we were reading yesterday from another great scholar of hadith, Al Imam Tirmidhi, Abu Isa Muhammad ibn Isa Tirmidhi, rahimahullah ta'ala. He died in the year 279 from the great students of Bukhari, and we're reading the narration of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu about the fact the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah, he accepts the sadaqah. Actually, this wording here I mentioned is authentic, but there's a similar wording from this narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu in Bukhari and Muslim, with a similar wording. It's the same narration, but the words are a bit different. But the meaning there is the same, that Allah Azza wa Jal, He takes the charity in His right hand, and He causes it to grow. And He causes it to grow, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he cultivates it and nourishes it in a manner befitting His majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're reading the commentary, and this is from the benefit of this book, Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, from the virtues of this book that's specific to him and his work here, that the other books of the Sunnah did not have any the specific miza or characteristic and quality of Jami al-Tirmidhi, is this commentary that he has. Brief commentary in the end, mentioning the methodology of the scholars of hadith and the ulama of the Sunnah in his time and previous from his time. So he says here, وَقَدْ قَالَ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ, mentioning about this narration, mentioning that Allah Azza wa Jalla, He has a right hand. That's what's mentioned in this hadith. In this hadith, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, He mentioned that Allah has a right hand, and that He takes the charity and He accepts it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He grows it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi, he says, وَقَدْ قَالَ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْعِلْمِ فِي هَذِ الْحَدِيثِ, more than one person from the people of knowledge has mentioned about this narration, وَمَا يُشْبِهُ هَذَا مِنَ الرِّوَايَاتِ فِي الصِّفَاتِ, and that which is similar to this narration with regards to the narrations, with regards to the sifat and the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَنُزُولِ الرَّبِّ, and the descent of the Lord, تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى, قُلَّ لَيْلَةٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا, descending every night to the heavens of the dunya. قالوا, they all said, the people of knowledge, before him, قَدْ ثَبَتَتْ الرِّوَايَاتُ فِي هَذَا وَيُؤْمَنُوا بِهَا وَلَا يُتَوَهَّمُوا وَلَا يُقَالُوا كَيْفُ. He's mentioning the methodology of those ulama that have preceded him. He's narrating their path and their way with regards to these sifat. He said that these narrations have been affirmed, and they have reached us authentically on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they must be believed in. They must be believed in, and one will not be deluded or misunderstand them. Rather, he believes in them, and he does not say how. He does not say how. So if we remember previously, Ibn Kathir, he mentioned that likewise. بِغَيْرِ تَخِيِّهِ, he mentioned without تَعْطِيلِ وَلَا تَمْثِيلِ وَلَا التَّكْيِيفِ. Naam, and we know that the ulama have mentioned from them, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, they have clarified that there are four mahdurat, yani things that are impermissible with regards to the understanding of the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, that there is no tahrif and there is no ta'til, and that there is no takif and there is no tamthil. These four things are impermissible and haram with regards to understanding the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam, he's mentioning one of them here. Bila kayf, wala yuqalu kayf, you don't say how. So to make takyif of the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to say how, this is not permissible. This is not permissible. This is haram. Rather, it's an innovation. The evidence will come. And in the statement of Imam Malik, inshaAllah, that this is an innovation to ask how. So we don't say how the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal are. This is not permissible, because no one has seen Him, and no one has seen anything like Him. And all we can know about Him is what He has informed us about Himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, what His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us about Him. And this is where we stop. And this is where we stop. And we've seen that the ulama, they mentioned with regards to the belief in the sifat, al-kalamu fi sifati far'un an al-kalami fi dhat, that to speak and to understand the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, this is based upon understanding His essence and His reality, the reality of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if a person, we ask some people who deny the attributes of Allah, does Allah exist? He says, yes. So the same, then His existence, His existence does not resemble anything in the creation. The existence of Allah is not like the existence of any of the creation. It's completely different. We don't know how His existence is. when we don't know how his that is, but we know and we affirm that for him without any likening to the dhawat of the makhluqeen. Naam, so the same way with the sifat. The same way that we affirm for Allah Azza wa Jalla that He exists in a manner befitting His majesty, and we do not know how He exists, the reality of His existence. He exists with no beginning and with no ending. Al-awwal, alladhi laysa qabluhu shay, al-akhir, alladhi laysa ba'duhu shay. Like this is what we believe in Him, but the reality of that we do not know. Likewise the sifat. Then we can only say about His attributes what He has said about Himself. And we cannot go beyond that. So we do not say كيف. ولا يقال كيف. This is from the statement of Al-Imam At-Tirmidhi رحمه الله تعالى, the great Imam and scholar of Hadith. وهكذا روية عن مالك ابن أنس. Likewise, this has been narrated from Malik, and he before At-Tirmidhi. By how many years? 100 years, exactly. At-Tirmidhi died in 279. Imam Malik 179. 100 years before him, this has been narrated from him too. 100 years before this man collected this book, this has been narrated from another great scholar. He died in 179 after the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Malik, he said, وَحَكَذَا رُوِيَ عَنْ مَالِكِ بْنِ أَنِسِ وَسُفْيَانِ بْنِ عُيَيْنَ. He died in 197, Sufyan ibn Iyayna, and Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, likewise, in 181, أَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا فِي هَذِهِ الْأَحَادِيثِ, that they all mentioned about these narrations, these ahadith, أَمِرُّوهَا بِلَا كَيْفِ, أَمِرُّوهَا بِلَا كَيْفِ. This is the methodology, أَمِرُّوهَا, this is in the Jami' al-Tirmidhi, أَمِرُّوهَا, al-imrar, إِمْرَارُوهَا كَمَا جَاءَ. That's exactly what Ibn Kathir mentioned, the methodology. He transmitted the methodology of the Salaf with these sifat. Imraruha kama ja'at. If we go back 500 years to the books of Hadith, to the books of the Salaf al-Salih, as he mentioned, we find that he was true and trustworthy and honest in his transmission. And that's what they said. And we have the book of Imam Tirmidhi as an evidence for him. And as an evidence for this creed, that's what they said. Amirruha kama ja'at. That you believe in them as they come. Bila kayf. Bila kayf, and you don't say how. Ibn Tirmidhi, he says, وَهَكَذَا قَوْلُ أَهْلِ الْإِلْمِ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَعَةِ. And like this, this is the statement in the creed. The statement in the creed. Whenever the word qawl is used in an absolute sense, it means that to say it with the tongue and to believe it in the heart. قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا. يعني قولوه بلسانكم بألسنتكم واتقدوه بقلوبكم. يعني to say it whenever you, the statement is something, you say it and you believe it in your heart. If not, that would be hypocrisy. So this is the qawl of Ahlul Ilm, meaning their creed and belief. Their statement, meaning their creed and their belief. From Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'ah. He says, أما الجهمية فأنكرت هذه الروايات وقالوا هذا تشبيه. As for Al-Jahmiyyah, Al-Jahmiyyah, they are the Nufat, and the Mu'attila. They are the ones who have negated the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they have denied them. And some of them are worse than others. And they have categories or levels of their misguidance and the likes. But the Jahmiyyah, they are called the Mu'attila, or the Nufat. The Nufat, and they deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And why do they do that? He says, they say, هَذَا تَشْبِيهٌ. He said, this is tashbih. Tashbih, it means to make a resemblance. It means to make a resemblance. This is one of those mahdurat. What are they? The four that, with regards to the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jalla? Four of them. بلا نؤمن بالله بما بالله عز وجل وما وصف به نفسه ووصف به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بلا تحريف ولا تعطيل ولا تكييف ولا تمثيل. Like this. تحريف, تعطيل, تكييف, تمثيل. These four here. تمثيل is تشبيه. تمثيل means تشبيه means تمثيل. Here he says that this is تشبيه. So they mean the same thing. Some of the ulama, they mentioned to use the word tamthil is better, although it means the same thing as tashbih, because this is what has come in the Quran. يعني ليس كمثله شيء, ليس كمثله شيء, وهو السميع البصير. But a tashbih, it means a tamthil. So we have people who, with regards to the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they're considered mushabbiha. They're considered mushabbiha. They're people who resemble Allah Azza wa Jal to the creation. Iyadhan billah. We have seen previously that what has been mentioned about that, that this is disbelief. The Shaykh of Bukhari, he mentioned that this is disbelief. The mushabbiha, they resemble the attributes of Allah to the attributes of the creation. On the other hand, there is another extreme, and they are considered al-mu'attila. Al-mu'attila. And they are those who, the nufat, they deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ahl sunnah, they're between the two. The people, the mushabbiha, yuthbitun as-sifati lillahi ta'ala wa yushabbihunaha. فالإثبات حسن والتشبيه لكن التشبيه هذا سيء. So they affirm the mushabbiha, they affirm the attributes, but they liken them to the creation. To affirm the attributes is correct, but to liken them is incorrect. So Ahl Sunnah, they affirm them without any likening. They affirm them, they have إثبات بلا تشبيه. Ahl Sunnah يثبتون الصفات بلا تشبيه. We affirm the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla without resembling to the creation. And the dalil for that? لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. Every believer should memorize this verse. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There's nothing like or resembling unto him, nothing like unto him, but he is the all-hearing and the all-seeing. So in this verse, there is negation and affirmation. He affirmed that he has hearing and seeing, subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he negated that there is a resemblance. So this is the way of Ahl Sunnah, the way of the Qur'an. They affirm them, but they affirm the attributes for him, but they negate from him any resemblance. As for the mu'attila, then they have negated and denied the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They made tanzih, whenever they made tanzih bila ithbat. And this is the tanzih is also good, but it's done without making a ta'til. Tanzih bila ta'til. Tanzih means to free Allah Azza wa Jalla from any defects. So those people have understood the mu'attila. They found that, or they believe that to ascribe sifat to Allah Azza wa Jalla is to liken him. So then they ran from that and they denied the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla, saying that they denied it. They made tanzih, but they made until they made ta'til, and they denied the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So the people of the Sunnah, we negate from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, any attribute of imperfection and any attribute of deficiency, but we affirm for him at the same time. So we affirm for him the attributes that he affirmed for himself, but we negate any resemblance. And this is the proper methodology. And this is the understanding of that verse. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. And this is تَنْزِيهٌ. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ. نَمْ نُنَزِّهُهُ عَنِ الشَّبِيهِ وَالنَّظِيرِ. That we free him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, from having any resemblance whatsoever, or any comparison whatsoever. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There's nothing like him whatsoever, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that's not left like that. تَنْزِيه alone, brother, تَنْزِيه. Any resemblance and affirming for him what he affirmed for himself. Now what he affirmed for himself, or what he affirmed, or what his Prophet affirmed for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So here they said, the Jahmiya, who are the Mu'attila, they said, Hada tashbihun. This is their, they say, if you say that Allah has hearing, this is tashbih. If Allah sees, this is tashbih. If Allah has a hand, this is tashbih. Resembling. This is their creed. So they said, if you do that, this is disbelief. So then we have to deny that. So from their statements that they have mentioned, that they have said that Allah Azza wa Jal, He has knowledge with no knowledge. عَلِيمٌ بِلَا عِلْمٍ سَمِيعٌ بِلَا سَمَعٍ. He is all hearing without hearing. And then he is all knowing without knowing. And then they have, this is what they mentioned. And they have even gone to extent, they said Allah Azza wa Jal, He's not inside the creation, He's not outside the creation, He's not in a place, He's not attached to it, He's not here, He's not there, He's not up, He's not down, He's not any. They have denied Allah Azza wa Jal entirety, all of His attributes. Naam? In this manner. And to the extent that the ulama have mentioned that the mu'attila ya'buduna adaman. That if somebody, that they worship something, they worship non-existence, these people. Because if somebody wanted to describe something that's non-existent, what would they say? It's something that doesn't exist. You say, it's not inside the world, it's not outside the world, it's not attached to time, it's not here, it's not there, it's not up, it's not left, it's not right, it's not down, it's not white, it's not black, it's not... What is it then? It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. So then the ulama, they mentioned Ibn Qayyim, he said that al-mu'atila ya'buduna adaman. They worship non-existence. They're God that they worship, and they describe it doesn't exist. Iyadhan billah. So they flew from making tashbih with the makhluq to making tashbih with the ma'doom. So they went from a tashbih sayyi' ila a tashbih al-aswa. They went from making tashbih and resembling Allah to His creation to resembling Him to nothing and to non-existence. So they went from one aspect or one foul aspect of tashbih to an even fouler and worse aspect of tashbih, the mu'attila. As for the mushabbiha, then Ibn Qayyim, he said, rahimahullah, ya'buduna sanaman. They worship a sanam, and because they have made the Allah Azza wa Jal like His creation. So they're worshipping a sanam, because Allah Azza wa Jal, He's not like His creation, nor is He non-existence. No, nor is He non-existent, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what they claim He is, that's not Allah Azza wa Jal. And what they claim He is likewise, that's not Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah, He is free of that. He is above His arsh, above His throne, in a manner befitting His majesty. And He sees and He hears all things, and He knows all things, and He's powerful and strong and wise, and He is able to do all things, and He has attributes of perfection, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they're not like the attributes of the creation whatsoever. They're not like the attributes of the creation whatsoever. It has been narrated from some of the scholars of hadith, likewise from them, Hamad ibn Zayd. He died in the same year as Imam Malik. What year was that? 179. Hamad ibn Zayd, he said that the Jahmiyyah, they're like a people who said that in our house we have a tree. And they say, fi darina nakhla. They said, in our house there's a pine tree, a date tree in our house. So they said to him, okay, does it have leaves? He said, no, doesn't have leaves. He said, okay, does it have branches? He said, no, doesn't have branches. He said, okay, is there clusters of dates? He said, no, there's no clusters of dates. He said, okay, is there a trunk? He said, no, there's no trunk. He said, okay, there's no date tree in your house then. And how can there be a date tree? It doesn't have a trunk, it doesn't have leaves, it doesn't have dates, it doesn't have clusters, it doesn't have branches. Well, then if that's the case, there's no date tree in your house. Because a date tree, it has attributes. And this is the case. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, likewise, He has attributes, but they're not like the creation though. We have affirmed that yesterday, that it's possible in the creation itself that there are things that have the same name and there's no resemblance whatsoever. Like what? The clock hand. Huh? Or the face. The face.
Knowledge.
People's knowledge is different. But the point is that there's, for example, the hands on the clock. This is the clearest example. There's hands on the clock and there's hands on my arm. There's nothing the same whatsoever between them. So if we can establish there's things in this dunya that has the same name and they're completely different. And whenever we mention hand to hand, we never think that in our mind ever a resemblance whatsoever. If we can establish this from the creation, then لِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْعَالَى. Allah Azza wa Jalla, of course He's not like His creation. Of course He's not like the hands on the clock. He said He has hands. They're not like the hands on the clock. They're not like the hands of anything in the creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Completely different. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. There's nothing like Him whatsoever. But who knows better than Him about His attributes? He does. He affirmed them for Him. So what is incumbent upon a believer to say? What he said. Somebody, he said, Allah, He has hands. Allah, He said, He has hands. Allah said, He has a face. In His book, He mentioned that. He affirmed that for Himself. How could somebody come along and say, no, He doesn't? How could somebody come along and say, that means something else? And the Prophet ﷺ, He affirmed that likewise. He did not tell us that means something else. Those who He taught directly, and they were from the people of the Arabs, they had the Arabic language fluently. And they didn't learn from the Prophet that it meant something else. And they didn't teach their students that it meant something else. And they didn't teach there, and they didn't learn from their students that it meant something else. Not until the people of desires entered into the Ummah and the deviations occurred and the Ummah split in their creed, yani the people of desires, the Khawarij came, and the Rafidah came, and the Mu'tazila came, and the Murji'ah came, and the Qadariyah came, until these misguided ideologies came, the people was upon one creed. And they're narrating these narrations, وَيُمِرُّونَهَا كَمَا جَعَتْ ثُمَّ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ دَخَلَتِ الْأَحْوَىٰ. After that, the people of desires came. So to understand these texts is required for a believer to understand them as the way of the people of Hadith, those who narrated it. And this is the meaning of that statement of Ibn Taymiyyah in his Lamiyah we mentioned yesterday. وَجِمِّيُّ عَيَاتِ الصِّفَاتِ أُمِرُّهَا حَقًّا كَمَا نَقَلَ اِتِرَازُ الْأَوَّلُ نَامْ وَأَرُدُّ عُدَّتَهَا إِلَى نُقَارِهَا وَأَسُونُهَا عَنْ كُلِ مَا يُتَخَيَّلُ. This is methodology, and this is the methodology of Ahl al-Sunnah, that all of the verses of the ayat, we believe in them as they have come. We believe in them as they have come, and we refer that back to those who have narrated it from the first generations. And those who narrated these narrations, they're the ones that the responsibility was upon them. They're the ones who narrated it to us. And I protect them from anything that the mind could imagine or try to resemble to the creation. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. So we go back to the statement of Tirmidhi. He says بلا كيف. نعم, he says that يؤمن قد ثبت الروايات في هذا ويؤمن بها ولا يتوهم ولا يقال كيف. That these narrations, they have been authenticated and affirmed on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they must be believed in. نعم, that's from his right, from the right of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, تصديقه بما أخبر. تصديقه بما أخبر. This is one of the greatest rights of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we love him as is required, and we believe in him, and the belief that is required, we must believe what he has mentioned. Whatever he has mentioned and narrated to us, we have to believe him. He's the Messenger of Allah. تصديقه فيما أخبر ومما أخبر به صلى الله عليه وسلم هذه الصفات وهذا الحديث بعينه أن الله له يمين, that Allah عز وجل, he has a right hand. ويأخذ صدقات, and he takes with it the charity. This is something that has been established on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We must believe in it. He didn't tell us how, so we can't say how. Huh? We never seen anything like his hand, so we can't say how it is. And we never seen his hand, so we can't talk about it whatsoever. Only thing we can say is, سمعنا وطعنا. Huh? That we hear and we obey. This is our Lord. But you know what? Allahu Akbar. From the belief and from the benefit of al-Iman is that also what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned is that if you believe in Allah, then you will see him. You will see him. You don't see him now, and you can't see him now, and you prostrate before him now, and you believe in him now, and you know he sees you, and you lower your gaze, and if you fall into an error, you repent, because he knows that he sees you, and you can't see him, but there will come a day that the believers will see him. There will come a day that the believers will see him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what I believe. This is what a believer hopes for. The ulama, they say that whoever denied from this sifat in this dunya, he will be denied that in the hereafter. How could somebody see Allah azza wa jalla and he denied that Allah can be seen? Some people say, no, you can't see Allah. Like the Jahmiyyah. You can't. Allah has not seen, he's not heard, he doesn't speak. They mention all of these things about Allah azza wa jalla. And Allah, he affirmed it for himself. Now, so the way of a believer is that, like he says, يُؤْمَنُ بِهَا وَلَا يُتَوَهَمْ وَلَا يُقَالُ كَيْفْ. And يتوهم, يعني هذا في التشبيه. You don't think about how it is and try to resemble it to the creation and be deluded about that. لا, you can't think about Allah Azza wa Jal except for what he has informed us about him. That's it. If we want to think about how great Allah is, what we're required to do is to think about his creation. To think about his, if you want to realize, we don't ponder on Allah Azza wa Jal. You can't reach that. You can't reach that. لا تدرك الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار. You can't ponder on Allah Azza wa Jal except for what He has informed us about. But we're commanded to ponder on His creation. الذين يتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا. You ponder on the creation, and then from that they say سبحانك. They realize how great Allah is. Pondering on His creation, now they realize how great Allah is. Naam, and they glorify him and they know his greatness. Naam, but as for him, then we say we believe in them, and we don't try to understand them, and we don't say how. We don't say how. He said, this has been narrated from Malik ibn Anas and Sufyan ibn Uyayna. This has been narrated from Abdullah ibn Mubarak. All of them, they have said about these hadith, believe in them as they have come without saying how. And so Imam Tirmidhi, what is he saying? أنا على طريق السلف الصالح. He says, I'm on the way of the أرد عدتها لنقالها. He said, I'm upon their way. I'm upon their way. This is what they said, this is what we say. They're the ones who narrated these narrations to us. If we look in this book, we'll find that in these chains of Tirmidhi, you'll find Imam Malik, you will find Ibn Mubarak, you'll find these. They're narrators of hadith. They narrated to him, and this is what they said. Whenever we got this narration, this is what they told us. أمروها كما جاءت. Who knows better than this? This is the way of the people. This is the way of safety and security. This is the correct belief in the correct creed. Not to think about how they are and to talk about how they are and to, that his hands means this and his hands means that, or his face means this, or he doesn't have a face, or so on and so forth, or his mercy is like this mercy, or his understanding is like, his knowledge is like this. Like all of this, this is not permissible. That's not the way that it was transmitted to us. That's not the way that it was transmitted to us. He said, وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي غَيْرِ مَوْضِئٍ مِنْ كِتَابِهِ الْيَدِ وَالسَّمَعِ وَالْبَصَرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, At-Tirmidhi, he mentions now, he said, and verily Allah the Most High, he has mentioned in more than one place in his book, the hand, the hearing, the seeing. فَتَأَوَّلَتِ الْجَهْمِيَةُ هَذِهِ الْآيَاتِ وَفَسَّرُوهَا عَلَى غَيْرِ مَا فَسَّرَ أَهْلُ الْعِلْمِ. He said, so the Jahmiyyah, they misinterpreted these verses and they interpreted them other than the way of the people of knowledge. Who are the people of knowledge with him? Ibn Mubarak, Imam Malik, the scholars of Hadith, Bukhari, he said that the Jahmiyyah, they interpreted these verses other than their way. This is again, this is the way of the Salaf al-Salih. This is the methodology. He's 200, he died in 279. The Fahim al-Salaf al-Salih, this is not something new. This is the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what Allah revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the companions learned that, and their students learned that, and their students learned, and that path is still going until the day of resurrection. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي ظاهرين على الحق. There will always remain a group from my ummah victorious upon the truth. لا يضرهم من خذلهم. No harm will come to them from those people who abandoned them, like the Jahmiyyah, like the Mu'attila, and like the deviant sects in our days likewise. Now, no harm will come to them. This group will remain. There will always remain a group upon the haq, upon this way, the way of the Salaf al-Salih. Now, لا يضرهم من خذلهم. حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم كذلك. Until the command of Allah comes and they're like that. Upon they're victorious. They're upon the correct creed. They're upon the correct belief. They're upon the straight path. They're upon obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مستقيمون على الدين. They're upright and steadfast all the way until the day of resurrection. All the way or before the day of resurrection until the command of Allah comes. There will always remain a group like this from the ummah of Muhammad. They will not ever all of them go astray. There will always be a group. Imam Ahmad, he said, إِنْ لَمْ يُكُونُوا أَحْلَ الْحَدِيثِ فَلَا أَدْرِ مَنْ هُمْ. إِنْ لَمْ يُكُونُوا أَحْلَ الْحَدِيثِ فَلَا أَدْرِ مَنْ هُمْ. If that people, that victorious, that victorious group, if they're not the people of Hadith, I don't know who they are. If he's not referring to the people of Hadith, and who's the people of Hadith for Imam Ahmad? These narrators that we have been mentioning, Ibn Mubarak, he's from the people of Hadith. Imam Malik, he's from the people of Hadith. Imam Shafi, he's from the people of Hadith. Sufyan al-Thawri and Sufyan ibn Uyayna and Hamad ibn Zayd, these names, they are the people of Hadith. They are the ones who narrated the chains. They are the ones in the chain all the way to Imam Ahmed. If this group that's victorious is not the people of Hadith, then who are they? Now, this is what they have mentioned. Imam Bukhari, he mentioned whom Ahlul Ilm. And they mentioned other than him, they mentioned whom Yazid ibn Harun, he mentioned whom Ashab al-Hadith. And the victorious sect, they're the people of Hadith. And they're not the people like some people of Hadith in the masjid here named Ahl al-Hadith, or some organization in some country called Ahl al-Hadith. La. The people of Hadith, the people upon their way. And they're the people of Hadith, those who narrated these narrations to us. That's what is being referred to. So the Jahmiyyah, they contradicted them. They contradicted them. Now, so he says, فَوَقَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَخْلُقْ آدَمْ بِيَدِهِ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. This is what they said. They said, Allah, He didn't create Adam with His hand. Because Allah Azza wa Jal, He created Adam with His hand. And even He mentioned that in His book, and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that about Him. And then the Jahmiyyah, they come and say, Allah didn't create Adam with His hand. Allah doesn't have a hand. It means something else. This is distortion and distorting the meanings. Now, this is what they said. And Tirmidhi, he says, وَقَالُوا إِنَّ مَعْنَا الْيَدْ هَهُنَا الْقُوَّةِ. And they said the meaning of yad here is power or strength. Now, is power or strength. He says, قَالَ إِسْحَاقُ ابْنُ إِبْرَاهِيمْ. Ishaq ibn Ibrahim. And his name like this is maybe not well known, but this is Ibn Ahuya. Ishaq ibn Ibrahim, Ibn Ahuya. Rahimahullah ta'ala. He said, إِنَّمَا يَكُونُ التَّشْبِيهُ إِذَا قَالَ يَدٌ كَيَدْ أَوْ مِثْلُ يَدْ. The only way this would be considered tashbih, if you say a hand like a hand, or similar to a hand. If you say it like this, yes, this is tashbih. They say that it's tashbih. If you say Allah has a hand, they say it's tashbih. We say no. He said, if you say that His hand is like this hand, oh, that's tashbih. Or if you say the hand is similar to that hand, oh, now, okay, now you made tashbih. Naam. He says, أو سمع كسمع أو مثل سمع. So if you say that he has hearing like this hearing or similar to this hearing, then now this is tashbih. He says, فَإِذَا قَالَ سَمْعٌ كَسَمْعٍ أَوْ مِثْلُ سَمْعٍ فَهَذَا تَشْبِيهِ فَهَذَا تَشْبِيهِ أَمَّا إِذَا قَالَ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهِ يَدٌ وَسَمْعٌ وَبَصْرٌ وَلَا يُكُلُ كَيْفٌ وَلَا يُكُلُ مِثْلُ سَمْعٍ وَلَا كَسَمْعٍ فَهَذَا لَا يُكُنُ تَشْبِيهًا. نعم إسحاق بن رهوية, he says, as for if you say the same way Allah says that he has a hand and hearing and seeing, but you don't say how, and you don't say like hearing or like his hearing is like this hearing or like this, he said, this is not tashbih. That is not tashbih. Naam, because what did Allah say about the hearing? And what did Allah say about the seeing? He has it, but there's no tashbih. There's no tamthil. Laysa kamithrihi shay. Wa huwa samir basir. So then you say the same thing, Allah. Is he samir basir? Does he have sama'? Yes. Does he have basr? Yes. Wa laysa kamithrihi shay. There's nothing like unto him. He doesn't hear like we hear. He doesn't hear like an ant hears. He doesn't hear like a microphone hears or whatever. He doesn't hear like anything in the creation. It's completely different and greater than that. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know how. He hears in a manner befitting His majesty. So to say that, that's not making tasbih. That's what he's trying to prove here. Refuting this false creed and belief. Now, I mean, he says, وَهُوَ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فِي كِتَابِهِ is just as Allah has said in his book, the Ibn Tirmidhi, he continues to transmit the statement of Ibn Rahuya. Ibn Rahuya, he died in 238. He says, لَيْسَ كِمِثْرِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And this has been transmitted to us in the book of Imam Tirmidhi. This is the methodology. This is the understanding with regards to the sifat of Allah Azza wa Jal, that we affirm what He affirmed for Himself in his book, and we affirm for him what his Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has affirmed for him, but we do not make any distortion in the meaning, and we don't make any distortion in the word itself likewise, and we don't also deny the meaning, and we don't ask how the meaning is, and we don't resemble the meaning to anything in the creation. But what we say in submission, that we believe in it as it has come, and he has these attributes as he has mentioned about himself subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has the attributes that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about him, and they are in a manner befitting his majesty. And they are in a manner befitting his majesty. If we look at the creation, we see how we can see his majesty. He's great. How great is Allah azza wa jalla, creating us from that fluid, and so on and so forth, that we have seen in previous classes. So we see how great He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So He has these attributes in a manner befitting His majesty. In a manner befitting His majesty. So we see the methodology in understanding these verses of the ayat, and also the hadith of the verses of the sifat, and the hadith likewise of the sifat, and that which is similar to that from the affairs of the unseen. The methodology of Ibn Kathir, and he referred back to the scholars of hadith, and we have seen likewise Tirmidhi, and he also referred back to those same scholars of hadith, their understanding, and the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. There's another scholar of tafsir from the Salaf that's upon the way of Ahl-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah, is Al-Imam al-Baghawi. Al-Imam al-Baghawi, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 516. He has a great tafsir also likewise, and he's upon the methodology of Ahl-Sunnati wal-Jama'ah. With the same verse that the author, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, he mentioned here, إِنَّ رَبَّكُمَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ في ستة أيام ثم استوى على الأرش. And Baghawi, right, likewise, he mentioned here some very beneficial transmission. He mentioned here, he says, وَأَمَّا أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ فَيَقُولُونَ الْإِسْتِوَاءُ صِفَةٌ لِلَّهِ بِلَا كَيْفٍ. And it's very important. We see that the people of the Sunnah all throughout history and all throughout time, they're from different lands, from different lands, and from different generations, from different countries, and from different places, from different times. The difference between their times, sometimes hundreds of years. And they all say the same thing. We look into their book, it's like it was all written by one pen. Like it all came from the heart of one man. But they're all different times, different places. But they're all upon the same creed and the same path. The same creed and the same path. What does Imam Baghawi say? He died in the year 516. Ibn Kathir, 774. And he after him by a couple of hundred years. He says, وَأَمَّا أَهْلُ السُنَّةِ فَيَقُولُونَ الْإِسْتِوَاءُ صِفَةٌ لِلَّهِ بِلَا كَيْفٍ. As for the people of the Sunnah, they say that al-istiwa, rising above the throne, or rising, is an attribute for Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they say, and they don't ask how. Wa yajibu ala rajuli al-imanu bihi, and it's obligatory for a man to believe in it. وَيَكِلُوا الْعِلْمَ بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ and rely or entrust the knowledge of this sifa to Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning the knowledge of the of how it is. As for the knowledge of the meaning, the general meaning, we know the meaning. The meaning of the words al-istiwa means to rise. It means al-ulu. نعم وصعد وارتفع. But as for how, this is what we entrust to Allah Azza wa Jal. So he says, وَسَأَلَ رَجُلٌ مَالِكَ بِنْ أَنِسِ there's a man, he asked Al Imam Malik, and he said about the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa. There's a man, he came to Imam Malik, rahimahullah ta'ala, he asked him about the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ar-Rahman rose above the throne. Now he says, كيف استوى? How did he rise above the throne? And if this mentioned, he's in the Prophet's masjid, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This man came to him and asked him this. Imam Malik, he died again in 179. He came and asked him, Ar-Rahmanu ala al-Arsh istawa, كيف استوى? Said the Ar-Rahman, the most gracious, he rose above his throne. How did he rise above his throne? Imam Malik, Al-Baghawi, he mentioned, فَأَطْرَقَ رَأْسَهُ مَرِيًّا وَعَلَاهُ الرَّحْضَى. He said that he moved his head and he up and down for a moment and he pondering and the sweat became, he had a lot of sweat on his face and for he became very hot and he very disturbed. رَحِيمَهَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى ثُمَّ قَالَ الْإِسْتِوَاءُ غَيْرُ مَجْهُولٍ. This is the methodology that he has established at Imam Malik. And the Imam Malik that is well known from the people from the Maliki Madhab, they have followed that way, huh? And meaning in fiqh. But in aqidah, we see are they on the same way. What is the aqidah of Imam Malik with the sifat? He said, الْإِسْتِوَاءُ غَيْرُ مَجْهُولٍ. The istiwa is not unknown, meaning the meaning of it. It's known what that means. We know what istiwa means in the Arabic language. Naam, so this is what he says. وَالْكَيْفُ غَيْرُ مَعْقُولٍ. As for how it is, it cannot be understood. The meaning is not unknown. And we know the meaning of these words and what they mean in the Arabic language. As for the reality of how they are with regards to Allah Azza wa Jal, then this is not understood. This is not this is incomprehensible. You can't comprehend this. It is غَيْرُ مَعْقُولٍ. And then he said, رَحِيمُ وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ. And to believe in them is obligatory. To believe in them is obligatory. وَالسُّعَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. And to ask about how that is an innovation. Where did he get this from? How is that an innovation? Because they know, that's right. Because what is the methodology of the companions and those before him? إِمْرَارُهَا كَمَا جَعَدْ. They didn't say كَيْف. إِمْرَارُهَا. So to say كَيْف, this is innovation. They didn't do that. They didn't do that. The Salaf al-Salih, they didn't do that. So this is the methodology. He said, وَمَا أَذُنُّكَ إِلَّا ضَالًا ثُمَّ أَمَرَ بِهِ فَأُخْرِجْ. So then he said, I don't think you're anybody except for someone who's misguidance, a person of misguidance. So they commanded him to be thrown out of the masjid. So here we see this is the methodology. And he mentioned here with istiwa. But this is with all of the sifat. That the meaning is not unknown. Meaning we know the meaning. The meaning of these words. Like for example, hand. We know the meaning of hand. Nam, knowledge. We know the meaning of knowledge. Mercy. We know the meaning of mercy. The attributes of Allah. He's described with hearing. We know the meaning of hearing. Sah? Just like we know the meaning of istiwa, to rise. We know the meaning of these words. But as for how they are with regards to Allah Azza wa Jal, we don't know the meaning of how. So we affirm these for Allah Azza wa Jal with the meaning, but we don't say how, and we don't know how like this. And so the meaning is not unknown. And al-ma'na ma'loom wal-kayf majhool. And to believe in it is an obligation. To believe in it is an obligation, and to ask about it is an innovation. So then that's the case with the face of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. So what do we say about the face? The sifa. Huh? It's ma'lum. غَيْرُ مَجْهُولِ. أَمَّا الْكَيْفِ فَغَيْرُ مَعْقُولِ. وَالْإِيمَانُ بِهِ وَاجِبٌ. وَالسُّؤَالُ عَنْهُ بِدْعَةٌ. This is the methodology of Imam Malik. That we know the meaning of the word face, but as for how it is with Allah Azza wa Jalla, we don't know. And to believe in it is an obligation. Why? Because it came in the Quran. Allah, He mentioned about that, about Himself in His book, and it's revealed in His Quran. And then to ask about it is an innovation, because those who preceded us in piety and righteousness did not ask about it. The same thing with a hand. Do we know the meaning of hand? This is the methodology of Imam Malik. If they want to be the people, they claim to be a Maliki, but they follow Imam Malik in fiqh, but they don't follow him in aqidah. They claim to be Shafi'i. They follow Imam Shafi'i in what? In fiqh, but they don't follow him in aqidah. This is greater. Aqidah is greater, it's the base and the foundation of the deen. They claim some of them even other methodologies, but they don't follow them in the foundations of the deen. They follow, he says, for example, he's Maliki, fil fiqh wa ashari, fil aqidah. Or he's Shafi'i, and fiqh maturidi for and aqidah. Now, these people, they deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They're not from Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah, we know their methodology. Amiruha kama ja'at. Those people who do not do that, they're not from Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah. They're not from Ahl Sunnah wa Jama'ah. Now, so this is the methodology of As-Salaf As-Salih. Yani, ifbatu sifat lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala kama tariku bijalaihi subhanahu wa ta'ala wa azamatihi. Now, hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.